the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Moving ahead to another hour of conversation. You want to know who the most trusted person in America is?
You.
Thank you for that. I don't think I'm in the survey or on the survey.
You're bubbling under, maybe?
Why not?
I think I am a trustworthy character, and so are you. I think most of us here are trustworthy. I think that's why people like the radio program, but that's not the essence of the story. We'll get to that, plus a visit from Uri Geller later on in the hour. First, though, let's go back to something that is always kind of lurking on top of the news cycle or in the news cycle or around the news cycle, and that has to do with the continuing onslaught of the kinds of food that people who are in the food business want to sell you versus the kind of food that's good for you. There are two distinct things. We had been talking earlier, in fact, about why it is that people are their bodies last so long after they die, and it has to do with all the preservatives in the food. And the fact that the estrogen factor, how many, did you know this? And I say this because most women know more about estrogen than men do. At least that would be like most men know more about testosterone than women do. In this circumstance, estrogen is part of the preservative process.
Right.
Is what makes younger men develop breasts. Now, you never used to see men with breasts. Now you see if an overweight guy is around with his shirt off, you'll look at his breasts and say, oh,
moobs.
Yeah, his moobs.
That's right.
Give him a bra. Anyway, the problem with all of this stuff is that there is so much money. It is so cheap to produce these foods with all these preservatives. Not only is it cheap to present them, prepare them to you, but they last a lot longer, so there's just so much money in it that it's hard to fight against the likes of Monsanto and Dow and all the chemical companies that are helping to further this problem. And so as people become more educated and there are more lawsuits about people who or companies more than people trying to get you to do what they want you to do, so there's a man who's described as the person who's taking fat to court, a major crusader against the kinds of things that have become, in essence, an onslaught of food labeling problems. So I'm suggesting to you now, as we go into the summer, there's going to be a lot of lawyers who are going to go after these companies. There are class action lawsuits. Matter of fact, they're up 15% this year over last year anyway. The kind of class action lawsuits that go after ConAgra, PepsiCo, Heinz, General Mills, even Chobani. Now, I saw that on this list. I thought to myself, wait a minute, they're the Greek yogurt.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Supposed to be great. Well, apparently there are a lot of preservatives in Chobani. Now, I happen to have some because Meredith likes it.
I
was going to go out to the refrigerator and see what is on this Chobani label that equates it to most of the other stuff. Matter of fact, Meredith said to me yesterday, she doesn't like to. I was having Yoplait because I like Yoplait. And she said, I don't want Yoplait. It's too sweet. So she prefers the Chobani. But apparently, there's something in that that is aimed at preserving it, Richie. So it's the same sort of thing.
Can't eat anything.
Well, that's what we're getting down to.
There's
here.
Nothing available to us to eat that isn't going to kill us.
Well, that's not true.
Except bacon.
That's right.
I tell the story. We've had this story. We've been talking
the
last couple of days about this 105-year-old
woman who claims that bacon is the reason that she's so healthy at her ripe old age.
Right.
She says she eats it every day and has her kids eat it every day, and you should eat it too. More bacon.
But to sort of respond to your the premise, Richie, that you can't find anything healthy, you can. There are lots of, that's why the locavore movement has gained in popularity as much as it has. People focused on getting food right from the farm. They love to go
farm.
And read the ingredients. If it's simple ingredients, you can't really go wrong with that.
Well, but if you go and see the produce coming from the farm, the problem is in most areas of the country, you can only get it for 4 or 5 months out of the year.
Right.
And other than that, if where you are, Richie, maybe 6, 7 months out of the year, But unless you go to Florida or the Panhandle or you go to California, you're not going to find these foods that are fresh every day. So it's shipped in from here, there,
which
and everywhere.
It's had some kind of preservation.
Yep. That's exactly what happened. So this is the plight of people who are now trying to figure out how to grow this stuff at home. But if you listen to Monsanto, they want to keep you from being able to grow anything at home, even something in a little plot behind your house, because they want to control what you're growing. It is a vicious cycle and a vicious circle that we are going in. And thanks to the folks who are currently in charge, the top four officials at the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, guess where they all came from? One company. Top four officials in the Food and Drug Administration all used to work for
CBS.
Monsanto!
No. Oh, there it is, Jennifer.
I'm so smart.
You get a prize.
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza, yeah. All right, so anyway, that's what we're faced with, and it's just, if you'll pardon the pun, more food for thought. Coming up in a moment, some ugly truths about things that are happening on the negative side of the being a celebrity. That side of the picture is a column. Column A over here, negative. Column B over here, positive. We'll go to the positive first. With the most trusted person in America. Yes, Richard.
We actually have two positive celebrity stories for you. Yeah.
All right, good for you.
Good stuff.
Good for us. 14 after on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy. Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google Inc.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
Yeah. Jennifer, what do you know about Tiger Woods being drunk?
He was drunk, Doug. I know about that.
Oh, party at the Met Gala. Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was out for his first public appearance with Lindsay Vonn, his new girlfriend.
Boom, boom.
And he was kind of dancing with her, kind of grabbing at her, which she seemed to think was pretty funny. What she didn't think was funny is when they left about 2 o'clock in the morning, he fell going up the stairs and laid there until she yelled at him and said, "Get up and go. Let's go." And so, yeah, it's hard to fall going up the stairs.
That's a good trick.
I've fallen down going up the stairs. And you don't even drink. All right, exactly.
What's going on with you?
All right, so on the good side, the plus ledger, the list, Richie has, actually we have two lists of people who are good and solid, and in this list of those who are most trusted, it's a Reader's Digest poll,
right? Yeah, Reader's Digest did this, and they gave a bunch of public figures, judges, politicians, Hollywood stars, and they asked people to rank them on a scale from 1 to 5 of how much they trusted them. Mm-hmm. And kind of an interesting topper, but I understand it. Number 1 on the list was Tom Hanks. Number 2 was Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
3 was Denzel Washington. Love some Denzel. 4, Meryl Streep. 5 is the poet Maya Angelou. Interesting that she shows up there. 6, Steven Spielberg. 7, Bill Gates. 8, Alex Trebek, because he would never, ever lie to you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, what is an honest man? 9, philanthropist and Bill Gates' wife, Melinda. And number 10, Julia Roberts still made the list. Now, what was interesting is that President Barack Obama was number 65 on the list. Not quite up there towards the top. Uh-huh. Although Michelle Obama was number 19.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's not... Let's keep going. I'm not going to get stuck on that one. All right, so we have, let's go back to the dark side, okay? We've had dark, light, now we'll go back to dark. The fella that produces Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis.
Joe Francis, yeah.
Kind of looks like a sleazebag.
He does. He's attractive in a sleazy sort of way.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so he was in court because some women accused him of assaulting them. Hard to believe a guy who does something
who preys off of drunken women spring break.
Yeah, right.
Hard to believe.
Yeah,
yes.
Hard.
Gets him to sign releases for $100 check so that he can
sell a shot of tequila.
And a shot of tequila so he can sell dirty videos of them for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
Okay, well, so what's happening with him? Is he going to jail? What's the story?
Well, he's facing up to 5 years in jail. He was convicted on 3 counts of false imprisonment, 1 count of persuading a witness from reporting, and 1 count of assault causing great bodily harm. So he could be in some big trouble, actually. He was accused of grabbing a woman by the throat and her hair, slamming her head into a tile floor 4 times. What a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
After escorting the woman from his home, he told them not to call police, but they did anyway, because they just won't listen, those women. No. He's going to be sentenced later this week, so we'll see.
So do we care about this Farrah Abraham, the teen mom?
I don't. You know, I have this rule. I don't talk about these girls, so I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to
tell the story.
Actually, I do want to talk about who's in rehab today. Apparently, Brooke Miller, Mueller, is that how she pronounced
Miller.
It?
Miller.
She was married to Charlie Sheen for a week or two. She's in rehab.
Loves the drugs, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay Lohan is Betty Ford, is she still, like, she's had 3 days there. So
she's still there. The issue is that they would like her to get off Adderall, which she says she needs.
What is Adderall?
Adderall treats attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Really?
And it's very similar to, like, heroin, from what I understand. It's similar. They treat, I guess, one addiction with the other.
She's not on drugs, according to what she said to David Letterman last week.
And to Piers Morgan, right.
Piers Morgan, yeah.
Yes,
right.
But Betty Ford would like to get her off of all medication, but she's
Betty Ford would be lucky.
Betty Ford,
Betty Ford's successful doing that, man.
God love her.
Yeah, exactly. Because Betty Ford has been pushing up daisies for about 6 years now, I think.
Yeah, but her legacy lives on, working in her honor.
It does. Yep, right, exactly. And because Mueller went into rehab, she lost the kids.
Yeah, Denise Richards had them.
Really? She's looked very skinny lately. She needs to put on some weight. So there we have all of our commentary. And enough said, it's 21 after the hour.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Say hi to some folks around the country. You ready?
Ready.
People living in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Hello.
Hello.
Hope, hello. Arkansas. Hello.
Hope. Hello.
Prescott, Arizona. Hello.
Prescott.
How about hello. Lafayette, Louisiana? Hello.
Lafayette, we are here.
Hello. Sheldon, Washington. Hello.
Hello.
Sheldon. All of these cities have names of people.
Have they?
Prescott. Sheldon.
Yep.
That's true. Hope. That's kind of weird.
How about Wellington, Kansas? That sounds like a very like Wellington, Florida.
Yeah. Hello, Wellington.
Very, yes.
Park my car, Wellington.
This is a controversy that needs some time from us here, mostly because it makes that little worm Justin Bieber look bad, and I'm happy to do that.
I love those stories. Definitely.
But at the hands of Usher, who doesn't look too smart either,
Usher.
At the end of this deal. Kenny, you want to explain this, the copyright infringement suit against both of these guys?
Well, apparently Usher was working with this other artist on this song.
Artist B, is that long... Artist B?
Yes, we'll call him Artist B.
Artist B.
It's someone no one has heard of.
Okay.
And yet, anyway. And he was working with him on this song, and Usher did the song, actually did a demo of it that he put up on YouTube,
uh-huh.
But he thought it was would be a better vehicle for Justin Bieber.
Mm.
So Usher produced Justin Bieber doing it and just cut the other guy completely out, and nice. It was his song.
Wow.
Justin Bieber, meanwhile, has a platinum hit in like 10 countries with it.
Right.
That guy's going to get a lot of money.
Yep.
The guy who did, yeah, right.
So.
Exactly. Yeah, I do too. I hope so. Meanwhile, Mother's Day in the focus because it is this Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to whoever it is. Who are we going around here? Richie, you're going to do something special for Janet with the children?
I would,
on
but
Mother's
she's,
Day?
She's on another continent right now.
Oh,
so
she? Okay. Yeah,
I won't be able to
that.
Do too much. So yeah. I will do something special for the kids, for Janet's mom, who is still here, and my mom.
Kenny, is your mom still alive?
Yes, she is.
I'd say, do you pay attention to her on Mother's Day and other days?
Absolutely.
Never. She's on her own.
Yeah, yes, I do. I am actually going to get to go see her in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. She's in South Carolina? North Carolina.
Yes, she is.
South
she's
Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Yeah, good.
Don't forget the cheer wine.
The poll today, well, you were, Jennifer, please.
What?
Annoying you when you cheer on. You can't mention South Carolina without Jennifer.
It's actually North Carolina that has the cheer wine, but it's close enough.
The poll today at DougStefan.com, are you traveling for Mother's Day? A, yes, I'm going to go to my mom's house. B, maybe I haven't, I'm not sure, but I haven't decided yet. C, no, my mom is coming to my house. D, none of the above. E, when is Mother's Day? For the doofuses that are asking that, hello, it's this Sunday. Bulletin. Whatever happened to our old bulletin sounder? Anyway, we had that bulletin sounder.
I have a bulletin sounder in here.
And then we have that. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm a little upset that you didn't ask me what I was doing for Mother's Day.
Because I don't have to. You're going to your mother's house.
No.
Yeah?
Actually, that's not the truth. No,
really?
I'm not.
You taking your mother to Big Boy?
No, I'm not taking her to Big Boy. Maybe I might, but I don't know. No, I bought her tickets to a play, but we're going to spend the day doing a little shopping for our cruise that we're going on in a couple of weeks.
But you're going back to Alaska. It's the same old place. Why are you going back
to
Alaska?
She's never been on a cruise before, Doug.
Really? Oh,
and
okay.
She
small
chose
icebergs,
it.
Polar bears, all that kind of stuff.
It's a big deal.
Look at you guys. So jaded.
Yeah. Well, you can't even lay out on the Lido deck in your bikini.
No.
No.
Unless you go to
cold.
That's why I go
rain
there, so I can wrap up in a coat.
All right, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google, Inc.
This report is brought to you by Bank of the West. This summer, your band could kick off one of the West's largest outdoor free concerts. Bank of the West is hosting a national competition looking for a band to open their annual Celebrates America concert. The winners will perform for a crowd of thousands at Memorial Park in Omaha, Nebraska. This year's show features Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, plus Loverboy, along with a fireworks show. You can nominate your favorite up-and-coming bands online at Facebook.com/Bank of the West. Five finalists will be chosen by music industry representatives based on their musical talent and their stage presence, personality, and creativity. An online public vote will determine the winner to be announced in mid-June. For more, visit Facebook.com/Bank of the West. Nominations are open until May 10th. And whether you're hoping to be on stage or in the audience, come join us at the Bank of the West Celebrates America concert on Friday, June 28th.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So, this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for before adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To the wind, in a sense. Another half hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes. If you haven't heard the story about Matt Kemp and...
This is even hard for you to say, isn't it?
Well...
Matt Kemp and the Dodgers, Doug. Dodgers.
All right, Uri's going to put a spin on that in a moment. Yes. Meanwhile...
Don't worry, Doug. They're no threat.
You Dodgers?
Say it, yeah. Say it. Say it without any fear.
The Red Sox will win.
Probably.
Actually, the Red Sox, aren't they in, like, first place?
Red Sox are doing well this year, yes.
Yeah, they are.
The Dodgers, not so much. Even though they're the highest salary team in baseball, but you can't buy chemistry, you know? Yeah.
Well, that's what they always said about the Yankees, though. Look at the Yankees. They always were winning because they paid the most money to the players, and that was it. It was all about money. So let's, for a moment, think about a vision. Everybody has an imagination. How often do you use your imagination, and is it well-trained? Most of us, when we hear stories about Loch Ness monsters, for example, or monsters in general, you know, I say all the time, I don't like creepy, crawly creatures. Somebody actually made fun of me the other day because I said I wouldn't go to see, and I think it was... was it The Hobbit? No, it was one of the... No, I just wouldn't go see...
Yeah, you were talking about some movie you wouldn't see because
of Jurassic Park.
No, well, that's... Yeah, that's...
Well, that's a given.
That was a given. But no, it was one of the Harry Potter... But all the Harry Potter movies I wouldn't go see because I don't want to see the creepy crawly... I wouldn't go see Oblivion because of what looks like a pretty creepy crawly creature. I wouldn't see that Earth movie with Will Smith because, again, really creepy crawly... I had a hard time... as much as I really wanted to enjoy, and I did for the most part after I put my mouth, my mind out of it, seeing Avatar because of some of the things.
Oh, yeah.
Avatar just, I never saw it because it looked like the Smurfs on crack. You know?
Yeah, it was actually the Smurfs.
They're all blue.
Great,
I know. I'll have to see it some damn video.
All right, so here's this mysterious
see it in 3D, otherwise it's not the
carcass. No, I saw it in regular D.
No, I'm telling Jennifer, don't watch it on video. Cause
regular D.
Everything I look at is in... Triple D. I mean double D.
I have something. Meredith calls me 3D. So we have something in common now, Jennifer.
Perfect.
That's sweet. Hey, a mysterious carcass has washed ashore in New Zealand. Just give it a rest, Rich, will you? The speculation continues about whether there are such things as the Loch Ness Monster, monsters in general, dinosaurs, are they still around? So who's got the story behind the story? This is a rotting animal, and I only can think of one thing. On the farm, when we have trouble with a cow that will not conceive. Normally, the reason is because there's a mummified calf inside her system. And sometimes you can get them out by lutealizing them.
Maybe that's
sometimes
what's wrong with
can't.
Me.
But, you, oh, please.
Hey, a mummified calf in you.
So there's this rotting animal.
Yeah, down in New Zealand, they a bunch of people riding around on the beach on four-wheelers found what they're saying, a prehistoric-looking creature. And when you look at this thing, it looks like a dinosaur head.
Mm-hmm. It's got, they said that it's 9 meters, which is 30 feet long. That's huge. Yeah. It has large teeth and rudimentary flippers. So it obviously was something from the ocean at some point. So was it a swimming dinosaur?
Didn't we have one of these stories last year where this unknown creature came along?
Yeah. It turned out to be Bob Kay.
Our general manager here at Stephen Multimedia.
Yeah, that's funny. Huh. A marine biologist says it's a killer whale, but I don't know. You look at this thing, because of its flipper, they think it was just a killer whale. But look at the head on this thing. It looks like a dinosaur head.
Well, dolphins' heads, you could argue that a dolphin head looks like a certain type of a dinosaur. T-Rex and even dolphins have very sharp teeth. So you could make that argument. So what's the bottom line? Is it or isn't it?
Well, there's not enough material to take a definitive test.
And even if it were, they wouldn't tell us, because I don't think they want us to know, do you?
Yeah, it's kind of like the UFO
Who's
thing.
They and us.
The scientists and us and usins.
Like, really? It's like Bigfoot.
It is.
Or the Loch Ness Monster.
You know there's
UFOs.
A Yeti. Somewhere in Oregon, there is a Yeti.
Yeah.
And he's just hanging out in the forest.
Or
the
Jersey Devil.
Yeah, and they don't want us to know, right?
There's a Yeti Museum in Oregon. Have you ever been there?
No, but I'd like to.
Really?
One day, the Yeti will return, and they will call it the Return of the Yeti.
Yes,
check, please.
It's time for a pause in the action here, and then Uri's going to calm us down. Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight,
and some music.
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffens, good day. Program at 18 and a half minutes before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Kenny, what's the latest when it comes to following all the social media and the things that are going on, both with our, it's Twitter.com. No, it isn't. It's just Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com. Doug's, what is it? Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And I have so many of these handles around. But what are people responding to in the various things that we have laid before them to think about?
Most of the comments are about the kidnapping in Ohio.
Yeah.
We asked, what do you think the lesson is or what should we take away from this story? And Mike says, until there's a body, never give up hope. Jay says, the police let us down. With these girls were found within 3 miles from where they were taken. Obviously, the police didn't look very hard for them. Once again, it was a private citizen who found them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very, you know, we had all this praise heaped on the various police agencies and the federal agencies after the Boston bombing. You know what? There are way too many of them. They got way too much credit in mass. There are some people who did a very good job, but they were mostly falling all over themselves. There's just too much. I mean, it's like in Florida, the police fall all over themselves because there's so many of them and they're so badly trained. It's very annoying. Frankly, to have these sort of situations continue to crop up. And when they do a good job, everybody falls all over themselves to praise them. But most of the time, they're just kind of there, occupying time and space. So having said that, let's move to our friend Uri Geller, who is joining us from his home in a little village on the Thames River in England. Uri is perhaps the most powerful master motivator that there is on the planet. So here's a good story for you, Uri. I don't know.
Yeah.
You and I are not big. You like football the way it's played in England. That's your sport. And I don't know that you pay much attention to baseball over here. But Jennifer has been following a story from a baseball player named Matt Kemp. So I thought she wants to get your spin on what it is that he has done and what impact it has.
Well, Uri, the Dodgers have had a pretty disappointing season. They lost 6 games in a row. They were playing the Giants in San Francisco, and that's their rival. They were swept 3 games in the series. And Matt Kemp actually was the last out of the game in the ninth inning, and he has only one home run on the season. And so everybody just expects him to kind of walk off into the locker room disappointed and dejected. Well, he sees this kid who is sitting in a sea of Giants orange. This kid is sitting in a blue Dodger blue sweatshirt towards the front of the stadium, and he walks over to him. And the kid, he's got this lost stare. He can't talk. He's got his limbs are frozen. And Matt Kemp goes over to him, says hi, hands him a ball, a signed ball. And then all of a sudden, he said that it just got him. He got connected with this kid's eyes, and he just starts taking off his clothes pretty much. He takes off his jersey. He hands it to him, puts it in his lap. He's getting ready to walk away, and then he takes off his shoes and puts his used baseball shoes in this kid's lap. And the kid, you can just see, I mean, it's a great video to watch. He's very, very ill. He's got 90 days at the most to live. But this just kind of made his life. He has these inoperable tumors in his spine. And this was just a really cool thing to see because it wasn't for show. You can see that Matt Kemp was really psychically connected to this kid and kind of got brought into him, and that's why he just started handing him all these things. And it was kind of a cool thing to see. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, you should watch the video.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's compassion. It's love.
It's, you know, what all of the Americans watching these games and seeing, because this is not something new. Usually they do bring terminally ill children to big matches, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, and there are many charities that allow children who are terminally ill to live out their wishes. I have a charity here in England, as a matter of fact, this is really synchronicity, where we fly in terminally ill kids from Israel and Palestine, and they tour London. I try to get them tickets to see the Paul McCartney concerts and so on, and then they come over to my house. You know, we built a pyramid in my garden, so I try to motivate them and inspire them. I'm not a healer, but when I bend a spoon for these sick kids, the spoon becomes almost like a placebo effect. They believe in my word, so therefore I can talk to them about inspiration and working with their doctors and taking the medicines and so on. And you can see the spark in their eyes. It's just incredible. And then what I feel and what Kemp felt probably when he did this to this kid, it's just simply incredible, an incredible emotional feeling that overpowers you. And then it touches all the viewers that watch that unfold on television.
So what is there about this energy that gets people, this invisible sort of thing? Some people really do get it early, and other people poo-poo it. They don't believe it. They don't want to believe it. Why do you suppose there's so much of it?
Come on, Doug. Doug, the energy of love is definitely tangible. Come on, it touches
me. You and I believe it, but there are a lot of people who just don't. They say, no, that's hocus-pocus, or worse, they'll say, you're practicing the occult because you make mention of things like this, which, of course, is nonsense, but that's what some people who are so tied up in these sort of beliefs that aren't healthy.
Well, most people who are skeptics, not all of them, but most of them are kind of crusaders. So you hear the negative stuff thrown back at you when you do something of this nature, something that is beautiful, that is tender, that is pure compassion and unconditional love. And because we, the believers, we don't, you know, we accept it as a fact. So, you know, you cannot put the tangible love and the power, the energy of love into anything that is occult or paranormal. Love is there, and we experience it from the day we are born, Doug, with our parents, with our siblings, with our family, with our friends. And then somebody, a total stranger like this kid who was sick, touches someone else. This happens a billion times a day. Most of these deeds are unwritten. They're not written about. They're not talked about. You know what's happening in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Syria. These deeds happen daily, every day. But because of the power of television and when a match is televised and someone does it in front of the cameras, and it's registered immediately and is transmitted into millions and millions of homes, and people see that and they say, oh, this is beautiful. And the people who say, oh, come on, he's doing it for the publicity or so on, just ignore them. Ignore the skeptics.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing we take away from this. Ignore the skeptics. Stick by your beliefs. Stick to your guns, as it were.
Let me just say one thing, that positive thought and action are the enemies of sorrow. Please repeat that in your mind, and you'll understand what I mean.
And worry is praying for what you don't want. Uri Geller, check out his website. Wonderful material there for all of you to help yourself. URIGELLER. Uri Geller here on Good Day.
I had a lovely Mother's Day. My family got me some nice slippers, pajamas, beautiful jewelry, all from Kmart. But then they got me a helper monkey who doesn't help. So this Mother's Day, don't buy your mom a monkey. Just stop while you're ahead.
Kmart doesn't sell monkeys, but we have everything else you need for Mother's Day, including surprise points for members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to terms at ShopYourWay.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tamerlan Tsarnaev and the question of where he will be buried. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The older brother of the 2 Boston Marathon bombing suspects, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who was killed in the brothers' final rampage and attempt to flee, lots of debate about where to bury him. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino says it would be disrespectful to the city's residents to allow Tsarnaev to be buried in Boston.
He's not from Boston. He's from someplace else. He needs to go back to his homeland.
Tsarnaev's body has been held at a Worcester, Massachusetts funeral home since last Friday, while a funeral director searches for a cemetery that will accept the body. The uncle of Tamerlan Tsarnaev is trying to have his nephew buried in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ruslan Sarney says that's where Tamerlan lived.
He grew up here, and last 10 years, he resided here in Cambridge. So therefore, any contemplations that his body should have been taken to his home country, they do not really go this with the reality.
The Cambridge City Cemetery and others are saying no to the request to bury the body in their cemeteries. Sarney says he understands how no one wants to associate their names with such evil events. A Vermont man is stepping forward with an offer of a burial plot for Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Paul Keene telling New England Cable News his mother would have approved of his offer to bury Tsarnaev in the family cemetery plot in Hamden, Connecticut, adding that his mom was a Sunday school teacher who believed in mercy and the principle of loving your enemy. Keene says he has reached out to Muslim officials in Connecticut to help get the proposal to Tsarnaev's family. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Longford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A regular feeding with Scott's strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Looking for the best gift for mom this Mother's Day? Surprise her with the all-new Nook HD tablet, now with over 700,000 Android apps and games on Google Play. She'll get the reading she loves from Barnes & Noble and the best Android apps on Google Play. It's the gift any mom is sure to love, and it's now at the best price ever. Now until Mother's Day, the all-new Nook HD tablet is just $149. You save $50. Hurry to Barnes & Noble and get the best gift for mom. The all-new Nook HD tablet, now with Google Play. Android and Google Play are trademarks of Google Inc.
On Wall Street, another good day. In fact, it was historic. The Dow closing above the 15,000 mark for the first time ever. Up 87 points, closing at 15,056, an all-time high. The S&P also setting a new all-time closing high at 1626, a gain of 8 points. NASDAQ up by 4. Former Republican Governor Mark Sanford, who resigned as governor in 2009 in the wake of a sex scandal, is officially back in politics. He defeated Elizabeth Colbert Bush, sister of comedian Stephen Colbert, in a special congressional election held in South Carolina yesterday. Sanford held that congressional seat for 3 terms before becoming governor. Time to talk Powerball again. Powerball, the multi-state lottery, played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tonight's jackpot is $222 million, the third time this year that the Powerball jackpot has topped $200 million. And finally, New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie, and one issue that has certainly weighed heavily on his mind, it's the issue of his weight. Over the years, the popular Republican governor has rolled with the punches and punch lines. Earlier this year, he appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman and devoured a donut.
Are you on a diet now?
Well, obviously not.
I guess not. No.
Governor Christie has always made it clear that he would like to lose weight, and now he's doing just that, thanks to quietly undergoing lap band surgery last fall. Apparently, he checked into a hospital under a false name. Governor Christie told the New York Post his family and friends urged him to do this after he recently turned 50. Christie insists this was not politically motivated, as in a possible future run for the presidency. So, how do New Jersey residents feel about this? Let's ask him.
Definitely needs to lose a few pounds. He'll be a little healthier and get around a little quicker and get to the things that are important to the state.
I think it's probably for his own health reasons. I mean, he was extremely overweight.
He's going to run for president. Probably has a better chance if he doesn't weigh as much.
Once again, the governor maintains this is all about his health and has nothing to do with politics. And by the way, there's word he's already lost about 40 pounds. You know, a balanced diet combined with exercise is the best way to go about this. Exercise that could include running. For the White House, I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.